This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass. There's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ah-ha-ha-ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday.
Yes, it's a Friday edition of Bit Season.
Episode 70. I'm Drab T-shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
So every once in a while, we have stuff going on Thursdays that make it difficult for us to record.
I feel like we need to explain ourselves why we didn't come out
did
on Thursday.
Did anybody care that much?
To be honest with you,
we get more messages and tweets if hour four of the podcast is screwed up than we do if there's no episode of Bit Season.
I don't know. Some people were angry. Did we not send out a tweet explaining?
I did not. I did not, but I did later that night, and people did respond, and they were bitter. So
I know. Every once in a while, we'll do the show on Friday. If you don't ever see it, it'll be on a Friday. We're not going to skip an episode. Yep. Well, we might skip episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
Valdez goes out of town, we might be skipping episodes.
I believe I have the most two-man shows on the books.
Yeah.
It's true.
Out of everybody. Well, Clary and myself.
I'm like the junkies. Not a fan of the two-man shows.
A lot of Bit Season guests when Drab's out.
Hope everybody's having a good week. Yeah, we had a town hall meeting, as that was what they call it, like a State of the Union on our company with our local big boss here. So
it's just a lot going on, and we weren't able to be able to record, get into the studio, and everything.
Yeah, and you know Valdez he's got to go to CrossFit, so
yeah.
Can't stay too late.
Hey, I checked in with you.
You did.
You said we'll do it tomorrow. And stop being jealous of CrossFit.
Hey, can I tell you something?
What?
So you were bragging the other day about a certain someone here. Patricia De Lima. Okay. Patricia De Lima is the
No.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. All right. Maybe you can you told me that it wasn't Patricia De Lima.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Oh wow! All right, then I have an update for you.
Oh.
All right. So I was wrong. You know what?
Are you botching the story?
I'm not, but, well, I guess, but it doesn't really matter.
Oh, do you want do you want me to tell my story?
No, it's just really...
Okay. I like this.
Okay. We'll figure it out as we go here.
Okay.
You've been doing CrossFit. You've been working hard.
I've been eating well, too. Mm-hmm.
You got a compliment the other day, and you were bragging about it for all 4 hours to me off air.
I was.
Making me feel bad, all right? Okay.
I don't get very many compliments.
You don't,
Larry.
Not Patricia De Lima. Karina
Delgado.
To Karina Delgado from Fresh.
Yes.
Fresh. Jesus, Matt. The Drive. Yeah, Drive. All right.
Is your brain okay?
My brain, the gears are starting to go, starting to get going here, building some momentum.
Yes. I was grabbing coffee at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. And this is when it's a ghost town at the radio station. There's four people here. Me, Roger, the janitor, and Karina Delgado.
Yes.
And we were getting coffee, and Karina was looking at me, and she said, "Man, you're looking trim." and I've been glowing ever since.
There we go.
So I basically blocked it out, clearly, because I forgot who told him that. Because I just don't like it when Valdez brags about how good looking he is. But I have to tell you, yesterday I was walking to the bathroom. Yeah. Patricia De Lima stops me and says, "Hey, are you losing weight? You're looking great."
Really?
Yes. And she said it in front of Chepe.
Oh.
Who I think got jealous.
Did Chepe make it all about him? he might do that a time or two.
So I was just thinking that, like, oh, Patricia De Lima, she's just handing out compliments to anybody who walks by. But now I'm reconsidering. That was a real compliment from Patricia to Drab.
So you're saying the Patricia compliment higher.
Well,
higher
now it means something to me. It didn't about Delgado 2 minutes ago.
When Drab told me about this, I walked by Patricia De Lima since I've been the one cutting weight.
Call her Patricia.
Patricia. I walk by Patricia, fishing for a compliment. She just goes, "Hey, Ryan."
So I said, "Ryan, make the rounds. Patricia's passing out compliments all week. See if you get one from her."
Hey, was this today?
This was yesterday.
Yesterday after the meeting, I was looking snazzy.
I'm trying to think of what you were wearing yesterday. Were you wearing your boots?
No.
That's got
to
be.
I was wearing all. That was my defense mechanism to Patricia. I said, "No, I'm not losing weight. I'm just wearing all black. Slims me down."
I'm gonna have to start walking around, doing the rounds past her.
I also don't like it that Valdez is wearing like the same pants every day this week. All right, he's pulling a Lurch.
I
wear some leather boots in one day, and it like rocks Valdez to the core. And he's like, "What are you wearing? That's a weird outfit."
Brad thinks he's on Yellowstone. He's wearing these boots around the radio station.
They're
he's
not going, cowboy
oh,
boots.
They're winter boots.
The National Guard.
It was snowing.
He's got these weird. They look like women's boots.
They really do.
They're boots that come up to like his calf. And then they're wing-tipped.
Oh.
So he's trying to walk around going, "Oh, these are my snow boots." But he really looks like he's from, he's going to work at a courthouse in Boston.
All right, Ryan, that's not true. Valdez knows nothing about fashion. He's telling me, this is the guy who's telling me that he's just got this snazzy new flannel from Marshalls that he wants me to check out. All right, these are the boots I'm wearing. These are Thursday, the Thursday company. It's a popular Instagram social media company. These boots are $200. Those look like women boots to you.
They look butt old. It looks like soldier boots or something back from like the 40s.
Yeah, this is style. Style.
He looks like he's defending the Maginot Line.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like you and Amelia Earhart are about to take life.
You're flexing your geography B knowledge.
I know. It was funny as Clary laughed. He had no idea what I was saying.
That was a courtesy laugh. That was a cakes laugh.
Also, He's wearing brown boots with black, all black, too.
Oh, so you're so out of it, you don't even know that brown and black go together now.
Well, they don't. I've been taught my entire life.
Oh, yes, because what was fashionable 34 years ago, well, these are still, it still counts. Black and brown, guys, you can
They clash. You can't do that. No one wears black and brown on a golf course. It doesn't happen.
Oh, on a golf course, of course, because you guys are all wearing pastel colors. All right. Brown boots can go with black jeans. It's fine. Believe me, I got my own micro influencers that I follow. Yeah. Wasn't EB talking about that? Kate or Megan, his daughter. Well, how did that come up?
I don't know. Is your micro influencer tan?
No, but I do follow. I do follow tan, actually. But I haven't been meaning to unfollow those guys. I couldn't be any more out on Queer Eye.
Hey, do you know what we should do? Is we should have a compliment off.
We're strutting around.
We strut around the sales pit. Mm-hmm. All right, and we linger around and we talk to a bunch of people, and then we try to count the number of people that say, "Hey, you look good." And then we'll see who has the most tallies at the end of the day.
I like it. Hey, I also noticed that you were wearing that flannel outerwear the day after you watched The Last of Us Episode 3. Where those two guys, the two lovers on that episode, were wearing flannel the whole time. Those bearded guys making out with each other. And then you wear a flannel jacket in here the next day.
Hey, am I subconsciously trying to tell you I want to make out with you, Jeff?
Something's going on. You're putting out a vibe. And I'm just letting you know that I'm aware of what you're doing.
About Dee Swanson.
I've never seen you wear flannel before.
I've worn flannel before.
As soon as Nick Offerman is making out with a guy on HBO, you start wearing in flannel. Also, once I watched that episode, made a lot of sense to why Jason was saying he didn't love it.
The dots started connecting.
Yes, the guy's a little too uncomfortable with himself.
I was pissed off about it because... I thought there was going to be so much zombie killing. The only thing that he was killing was the guy.
Yeah, it was a it's a problem. It was a love story in episode 3. That's like a season 2, season 3 thing. I don't care about people falling in love at the very beginning. Please show me. Like on The Walking Dead, where like the entire first season, it was just a horde of zombies the entire time.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see.
Hey, do you know what?
Or people attacking them, other humans,
or whatever.
You know
what I loved? This is what I loved about that episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please tell me.
Is that I wish I was Ron Swanson's character. Was he Frank or Bill?
He was Bill.
I wish I was Bill.
What?
That like, I could live all by myself in a secluded town. And have everything to my...
Be self-sufficient.
Have everything I needed at my fingertips. I had a Home Depot. I could just live without anyone bothering me.
That was impressive. I think that all of us at our core, we want to be like that survivalist guru.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not cut out for it. First off, I don't think that house would have been in pristine condition for 20-something years. Also,
it was in pristine condition.
It was. You don't know what the gayest scene of that whole episode was?
There's a lot.
It wasn't the man-on-man sex, okay? It was when Frank brings Bill out for a surprise in the backyard, and it's a strawberry.
It's a strawberry.
And he sucks on that strawberry.
He goes, they were lady and tramping that strawberry.
I felt a little stirring in myself and my innards when I saw that. I was a little uncomfortable.
Hey, can we say that that Bill, right? Is hold on.
Bill's Ron Swanson.
Okay, Frank. Frank got fleeced on that trade.
He did.
gun for some seeds.
He traded a gun for some strawberry seeds.
He got fleeced.
All right. If you're not watching the show, you got to start watching it because all the junkies are watching it, and it's not very often that all four guys are watching a show at the same time. Reminds me of first season of True Detective.
I know we try to stay away from TV talk.
We do. Well, no. I told you. I've been encouraging Kevin with the TV talk. And this morning I talked to Kevin. I said, hey, did you see that Pam Anderson show on Netflix that you'd be obsessed with? And he goes, no, I don't know anything about it. He goes, I want to talk about
the Super Bowl.
M. Night Shyamalan movie. Yeah. And the Super Bowl. I actually had to tell Kevin. He said, and I guess I watched the games last week and I want to talk about them.
Okay. Does Kevin think he's like Ross Tucker now?
I don't know. Kevin needs to know his role. Yeah,
I know. Hey, I'm gonna give my prop plays for the week.
Now, what did you think about, speaking of prop plays, what do you think about the 10K challenge that the Junkies started this week? I don't think you're a fan of it.
I'm going to tell you something.
You seemed irritated when we discussed it.
I am irritated by it.
Okay, why?
Well, number one, it's improper gambling to try and do, you're basically doing a martingale system.
All right. Well, and again, something I understand.
This whole double up thing, it's not going to happen. It's irresponsible.
Of course it's irresponsible, but we're doing it for $20.
But this is what I don't...
You know what's also irresponsible? Betting $6 hoping to win a $45,000 parlay.
But this is what I don't like. And I know this is going to happen, but the segment where we give our plays, the mm-hmm. weekend parlay, which by the way was a Matt and Matt creation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Yeah, we created it.
Yep.
It's gonna devolve into the reason why it's fun now is that we actually get to hear the guys' plays mm-hmm. and a reason for it. Now it's just gonna be, I took this play because it's a big favorite.
Jason does that anyways, but here's why you're wrong about the double up and you're not a fan of it. Because it's a one-time thing. If we hit it this week, then we got a little bit of buzz and some momentum going to the next Friday. And if we hit that one, now there's a little some more chatter going on. Oh, we've hit three in a row. Oh, could we this end up happening? Could we really run this thing up to 10 in a row and win $10,000? That's where the excitement will start building. And once, as soon as it falls apart and we lose it in this Friday tonight, we'll never do it again.
I thought that like this is what we're doing moving.
No,
forward.
No, no. We're just trying something different. We're trying to change the mojo a little bit because we've been so flat. For our last 12 picks. We went 1-5 this week, 0-6 the week before.
But that's. Do you understand my fear about what's. You know, like JP goes, oh, I like this. Well, why do you like that? You know what I mean?
I understand, but it's all a bunch of fake information anyways, from like EB. He doesn't even know what he's picking. So he's just making something up anyways. You can still find some nuggets. I gave you a nugget for Scotty Barnes getting four rebounds.
That's what I'm hoping going forward.
But Jason did, I think, take like the biggest favorite on the board in college basketball at -1,500 or something. Anyway, so the theory is we go from 20 to 40 to 80 to 160 and so on up until we work ourselves. It's a $10,000. And I think that would be like the ninth or 10th bet.
I mean, there's just no chance you're getting the 10K. There's just no chance.
Well, people hit 9 bets in a row. I've hit nine bets in a row before. Valdez has hit 9. You can get hot.
You can get hot. But here's what will happen. This is the problem, is that hitting 9 bets in a row is different than, because now you're hitting 50 bets. You realize you have to go 50.
You have to
go 50 for 50, not 10 for 10.
Right, but the odds are the same. Right? I mean, if you're taking Kyrie Irving -6,000 to score 15 points or whatever it is, that's not the same as an equal bet. However, this is what it will turn into, and this is what I'm afraid of. So say we're on to, like, week four, right? And we're running up to $400.
We're kind of cruising along. Maybe we had one scare bet that we basically won. It will become
the cash out segment.
Let's
cash out. Let's take our $50 each and be happy. And they'll want to stop the segment.
Let's think about who would be the junks that want to cash out.
EB and Lurch.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it would be
EB for sure, because EB has been begging for us to just hit a $200 parlay for the last 2 years.
I think it would be JP and Cakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm the complete opposite.
No, Cakes, no. Because Cakes will do what he's told.
No. Here, Jason will want to do it because Jason
probably isn't putting the bed in. So he wants it to go as long as possible. So he doesn't want to come out of pocket to give us all $50.
Okay.
All right. That's why I think Jason wants it to keep going. Eric, I feel like, wants it to keep going because I feel like Eric is the most radio savvy, and he knows that you want to keep it going.
There will be a tune-in effect.
Yeah, a tune-in effect. Right. And then also you can completely crush the guy who ruins the parlay. If
no, they don't. That's what me and you want to do. They don't want to do that because they're scared. All right.
JP, who is nickel and diamond every single thing out there, will want to go cash out for $30. And then Cakes, this is classic Cakes. I guarantee you, you'll hear the phrase,
if I gave you $50 right now, you wouldn't take it.
Right? Cakes loves saying that.
I know.
So that's why I say it would be JP and Cakes.
We're the no cash out crew. We are going to run this up. We're going to build some excitement. The listeners are going to follow along with us. We're going to win $10,000. And it will have Dan Steinberg write about us.
You know what? We got to go back and edit our tweet. We got to do, because we got to go day one. We got to start doing that.
I know. Week one.
Week one. We have week one.
Or retweet it or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I'll put week one. We'll just start calling it that. And then we'll start building a following as these, these betting gurus. And then we'll start a Discord.
Hey, I don't know what it is. Trav's all about Discord. Yeah. He said Discord 50 times this week.
Because... All right, that's you got me. I'm a big Discord guy.
You know how we find Eric's word of the day, like swing linemen?
Yeah, you're a Discord.
Greg's just been going, we need a Discord. What's the Discord? What's our Discord angle?
I'm looking for a side hustle.
I can tell. What's Drab's Discord gonna be?
We give out betting plays.
We're so silly.
We get D Woods and Pitesy and Al Rashid and all these guys.
They gotta subscribe to our Discord.
Of course.
It's not like a GoFundMe. Yeah. Like
the money.
Hey, you gotta work for your money. Unlike Eric, who's just giving out his Venmo. Okay. Wants free money.
I mean, hey, what do you think? What's going on with Eric talking about his birthday?
His birthday is next
week. I know, but what grown man talks about their birthday 2 weeks before it happens?
That kills me.
I know one.
Why? What's he up to?
I think he's reminiscing about his surprise birthday party that was 2 years. Is it 2 or 3 years ago? Because I brought that up. It was my mistake. I think I got the whole thing because I brought his surprise party up to him like 3 weeks ago. And because I said, oh, what is it, your birthday this weekend? Because I got a throwback Thursday or something on my Facebook. And so I was like, oh, your surprise birthday party was this weekend. And he goes, no, my birthday is in 3 weeks. We had it early. That surprise party was early. So he's been talking about now his birthday. But he also said, I need presents. Once I got off the Big O and Duke show, I'm not buying other grown men presents anymore. All right. Unless it's Secret Santa.
Yeah, I was going to say. Hey, don't hate on Secret Santa.
Hey, there's something I want to talk to you guys about BDK, because we brought up BDK here just a few moments ago. And
last week we also talked about Kevin's crippling gambling addiction.
and loving sports.
Loving sports.
Hey, we came up with the idea today, Stally, and I don't know if you heard it, to go to, since BDK loves football now, to go to BDK's Super Bowl party. All right? Now, BDK has thrown Oscar parties for years, and they have always looked somewhat entertaining.
Hey, is that where everyone dresses up in their tuxedo?
Yeah.
And they have their popcorn.
So what do we got to wear? Like,
So we got to wear jerseys.
A Travis Kelce jersey or something?
Yeah. No, I'd wear my Lamar jersey.
Okay.
It's the only jersey that I have.
I'd have to wear my Richard Sherman jersey.
Uh-huh.
I got my Alex Smith jersey.
All right, yeah. All right. Oh, you know what? I'm inviting you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure the 23-year-old Ryan already has Super Bowl plans. Yeah. You know, I do not.
We'll see.
I don't have any Super Bowl plans.
Me either.
What about waste management? Remember, I like to do the waste management.
I don't like
party.
The waste management. You can have that party earlier in the day with Jack.
Does BDK have the silly house?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't know what his setup is. He moved to Reston, so I don't know what.
Silly.
I'm sure he's silly. He's a big TV silly. I'm sure he's got a nice
place.
Yeah,
he has to have a nice theater room or theater space.
Right.
I'd be psyched.
Hey, wouldn't you be so disappointed?
Hey, I bet you he's got great surround sound. Oh, yeah.
But that's exactly what I was going to say. Wouldn't you be disappointed that the movie guy, the Blu-ray guy, has this nubby setup with sound coming out the TV and not surround?
What happens if we go over to his place and he's replaced all his Steven Spielberg movie posters with Andy Reid posters?
All right. No, what does he have? He has the Terminator hand. Yeah. All right, he has the Kevin Dyson reach. He has that.
Kevin's doing his own M. Night Shyamalan twist. And it's to go from the nerdy movie guy to the diehard sports fan.
I've never seen such a heel turn in my life.
I'm intrigued by it, though. So the plan is for Valdez and I to go to his Super Bowl party.
All right. So I love this. All right. So does Kevin know what consists of a Super Bowl party? Or
I don't think he's ever been to one. He's got to get, are you going to tell him about squares?
That might blow his brain. Yeah. Squares. Yeah. Although, and it's also going to be very depressing when there's four names on the square board for 100 different point combinations. Awesome.
I want to go to Kevin's to watch this party, or mainly, to watch his game.
I want to go to Kevin's mainly to watch Kevin.
I know, but we need like 10 people there. I can't go to a three-man Super Bowl party.
I'm going
to
do a bit season auction.
Maybe. All right, well, let's text Kevin.
For Kevin's Super Bowl party.
I don't know if Kevin wants strangers in his house, that's but true, I'm sure too. He would have, you know, people that we vouch for, people that work here or people that he knows.
Hey, what are you going to bring to the Super Bowl party?
Corn chips.
Oh,
I'm on a big corn chip kick.
That's tilting. Corn chips.
All right, can I tell you how felted I am?
Yeah. All right. What are you doing? I'm a big corn chip guy. Yeah,
like, I know. Yeah. What a lame statement. Yeah, like,
what? Yeah. I'm really big on the top ramen.
I know. All right. So I'm on Felt Street with inflation, right? Everyone's on Felt Street. Okay. All right. I noticed that corn chips at all the generic grocery stores taste the same as Fritos because it's only three ingredients. It's like corn, vegetable oil, and something else, right? They're literally, it's three ingredients. You can't F it up. And they all taste silly. So I've been getting the Great Value Walmart brand corn chips, the Aldi corn chips, the Wegman corn. They all taste silly. I got corn, my pantry is stocked with corn chips right now.
Draft's been hyping up all day.
I know. My life is so boring right now. I get my rocks off shopping at bad grocery stores and hanging out with Kevin.
Hey, should we have some sort of popcorn for him?
Oh, you know what? Because Kevin should make the popcorn.
Yeah,
he's had enough experience all these years making movie theater popcorn at home. Kevin makes the popcorn.
Yeah, right. I imagine him. He's like the video of the popcorn dude at the movie theater. Remember the buck where he's scooping it up with the bucket?
Yeah,
that he's that skilled.
Hey, maybe we should have movie theater snacks though.
I was thinking like
Milk Duds,
Twizzlers,
cookie dough,
big M&Ms. Sodas, big fountain sodas.
Yeah,
I like it.
All right, I'm psyched. And then
a seven-layer dip.
Are we gonna watch? Are we gonna watch a football movie beforehand?
Draft Day.
Yeah, we'll watch Draft Day beforehand.
I bet you Kevin has not seen Draft Day.
No, Kevin Costner's in it. He's
no chance.
To.
No He's chance that to. Kevin has seen it because that I don't think was a theatrical release.
Okay,
it was like on NFL Network or something. Wasn't it?
That's funny. Do you know what I love about the Super Bowl?
What's that?
I love everything but the game.
I know.
That's true.
This is his anti-sports.
What do you mean?
It's tilting.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Because he always... This is, remember like when I... Didn't I talk to you about a few weeks ago that you were doing something that was annoying me?
I do a lot of things that annoy you.
He hypes up the halftime show.
I love the halftime show.
I know.
Show.
The halftime show is...
But I have to see what Rihanna's set list is. I got to see what she's wearing. If she Rihanna's one of my top seeds too, by the way.
She's silly.
She is. I think she's hot. Everybody thinks she's hot.
Okay. Yeah. Big Smith doesn't.
Yeah. No, he was talking about her catalog.
Bah. All right, but I gotta know her catalog. All right, I also gotta know the
name. I want you to name me off the top of your head two Rihanna songs.
Diamonds in the Sky.
Okay, or three.
The
you're such a big fan.
Three.
Okay.
The rain one, Umbrella Rain, something like that.
Yeah,
Umbrella's okay. Good. Yeah.
This is what you came for.
I don't know if that's the name of the song.
That's like a upbeat club banger.
What about the Grant and Danny song? 4 5 seconds to
Oh, 4 5 seconds. Yes. Yeah. 4 5 seconds.
I know
another
a bunch
one.
Of Rihanna.
Doesn't she have she's one? On, she has one. She have a song with Eminem?
She has one. On this is what you came thing. For is one.
She's on thing with Drake. She's on the song with Drake.
All
right. I'm smashing this out of the park. And
the song with Drake, that doesn't. That's you don't get credit for that.
Of course, I get so. I smashed this, and he's trying to discount my Rihanna love.
Love the way you lie, Rihanna and Eminem.
And Eminem, that's a good one.
I know that one.
You know, none of her songs really
do it for you.
No, there's a lot of like. They're not really stadium songs.
Well, I mean, but, the halftime show, like Paul McCartney's playing.
Yeah, We Found Love. That's the,
silly.
Yeah, that's a
we
silly.
Found love in a
I like
place.
I like trying to figure out what she's going to come out with. I also like the national anthem.
Yes,
and if it's the over under on national,
I
you even
it.
Know who's doing the national anthem. Look at him. You don't even know.
Do I care? Should I care?
It's all a part of the pageantry.
The build up to the Super Bowl is the best part.
Yes.
Like all of that, all of it is the best. The flyover, I get steam for the flyover.
They do a flyover all the time.
But still, it's different. It's different.
Any Navy game, they do a flyover.
Okay, so deal. Who cares?
So you don't know who's doing the national anthem?
No.
Okay. Chris Stapleton.
Oh.
I don't really
what?
You don't really what?
I think that's the dumbest bet of all. Everyone always talks about it. How long over under on the national anthem?
But that's the fun of it.
That's a stupid bet.
It's fun. This is supposed to be fun. You know what you need to do is you need to have like the prop list.
I know.
So yeah.
You think we're not going to print out the prop list?
A good
on
Super Bowl
Thursday next week.
Yes, yeah. Has to have the prop list, and they have the over under on seconds. Mm-hmm. They have the coin toss. You have to pick the MVP.
Ryan, Ryan the Stallion's already all over these. He's telling me. Telling
I love
me yesterday.
It.
He goes, "You got to bet heads this year." <That's> All right. Hey. Okay, wait. I want to hear his theory about why heads.
I mean, the thing is, heads just never fails. I know they're like,
what?
"Oh, heads never." And I know everyone's like, "Oh, tails never fails." F that.
Tails always.
It's always heads.
Hey. I'm a big proponent of Gatorade color.
Yeah.
I know, because you like to do your research.
I love trying sleuthing.
Well, he's clearly going to be, you're going to put red.
No.
Well, I got to figure out.
Who the cheat? Did Andy Reid get Gatorade on the AFC Championship game? What color was it?
Why are you being such a
you? Can I tell you something?
You're the biggest party.
Can I tell you something?
I also love the commercials. I'm the only person that loves the commercials, and I like watching it and going, "Oh, that was funny."
Yes,
that stinks. And then I like going in and seeing the ratings on the commercials and which ones popped with the public.
And then seeing the top 10 commercials the day after every show
there's
has.
There's a nostalgia part of it,
yes.
too.
Let me tell you something. Valdez learned from the junkies. He learned from the best. He learned how to repeat a segment like none other from the junkies. Valdez plays the same hits every year. Oh, let's talk about the halftime show and the commercials and Oscar nominations. It's always the same thing. Like, there was something a few weeks ago that you did that tilted me. It was something like that. And
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's a yearly segment. Yeah. We do it at the same time. Hey, but I like the commercials because it makes me think about being a kid again and seeing those Budweiser
Yes.
on the swamp.
Hey, are you guys intrigued by this Gronk field goal? How do I get in on that money?
I am very intrigued. Yeah,
I knew you would. How do I get some of that money?
I don't know, but my guess is FanDuel's going to offer something.
They're giving out $10 million if he makes it?
I think that's...
Is that what it is?
You get a free bet or a free play? Or?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, how long is a field goal again?
Probably like 25 or 30 yards. Like,
oh, you'll nail it. That's easy money.
Yeah, but he's got a big old Gronk foot.
Yeah, he's gonna do the old school 1960s toe kick. Yeah. You know,
and with Gronk, there's a possibility of him being hammered
and or doing a bit.
That's true too.
Yeah,
I got faith.
Hey, you owe me a dollar right now, okay? If Gronk misses the field goal, okay,
all right,
and then runs and picks up the ball and then dunks it through the goalpost or throws it through the goalpost some way.
All right, you give me a dollar. Okay. FanDuel gives out $10 million no matter what.
All right. Yeah. All right. I like that. I'm telling you, Gronk will make the whole thing
of course,
like
he's going to make it all about
wacky. Yeah. All right. When we come back, Valdez has a story here about swingers that he wants to get into, and it's got me intrigued. Yeah. I'll tell you what it is just around the corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, before we get back into the show, we want to tell you guys about our friends at Don't Sleep. Every day on the Junkies, if you're watching on TV, you'll see us drinking Don't Sleep in the producer room behind the glass. Love Mike, love what he's doing with Don't Sleep. Fuels us through the Junkies, and especially after the show when we're having that midday crash because we get up so early.
I take it before CrossFit. I had to mention I do CrossFit again, or else it's
he's bringing a big shipment for everybody, by the way, Mike is. So if you guys want to check it out yourself and you haven't tasted the delicious nectar of Don't Sleep, go to don'tsleepenergy.com. Check them out on social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Contains premium ingredients, caffeine, taurine, B group and vitamins. Use the promo code BIDDIES for checkout, 10% every order at don'tsleepenergy.com. Or if you like the convenience of Amazon, just go to Amazon, type in Don't Sleep Energy Drink. You'll see it pop up right there. Love Don't Sleep. Check it out, guys.
Speaking of sleeping, I wanted to bring this story up I saw in the producer's Bible.
What is that, Wise Brothers?
No, that's the New York Post.
Oh, New York Post, okay.
We've coined the New York Post the producer Bible. I'm going to read the headline to you. Swingers swap upside down pineapples for color coded loofahs. All right.
Like a bath loofah?
Yes. So, you know, there's things that you see at CVS or Giant that they're all spongy, that come in all the different colors.
Oh, believe me, I got them in my shower.
All right. Well, those loofahs, apparently.
How long can you use a loofah for?
Until it smells like butt.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if you can use a loofah for like a week or like what I'm on, like 8 months.
Yeah. I think eight months is a little
right. I kind of swap mine out. I use about two or three a year.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think that's a good swap out.
I also shower in my kid's bathroom. I like the private. I don't like showering.
Don't you have a nice master?
I do. I can't even tell you the last time I showered in our master bedroom because I like the privacy of taking long hot showers, and I don't want like my wife coming in talking to me while I'm taking a shower. Shower time is my time, and I'm not talking about whacking off.
I was just getting ready to say he's rubbing his shoulders on his
Not to say I haven't. We all have. We've all been that desperate.
Hey, isn't that kind of gross? Is that he's dropping a load on his shower and then bathing his twins in the same bathtub?
I said I've done it before. Yeah. I have not done that in my kid's shower.
Hey, why are the drains so coagulating?
Right, you're being gross. Yeah. You're being gross.
The water's up to my ankle. Why is that?
I don't know.
Because the drains welded shut with your semen.
I like taking showers in our Nubs guest room for some reason. Okay. Right. I got a whole system up there. I put my phone up there. I watch ESPN or sports, all kinds of dumb stuff.
I watch sports.
Yeah, I'm watching porn. I'm watching pornos in the shower. Yeah,
I'm watching sports from beyond in that shower.
He's watching Carmella Bing videos. Yeah.
I've been very open about my habits on the show, as we all have. I have no reason to lie to you guys.
I'm just
all right. Loofahs.
All right, yeah, loofahs. All right. So, do you know the retirement complex known as the Villages? In Florida. It's a famous 55 and up community in Florida.
Can't say I'm up to speed on the Villages.
Well, if you're thinking about your retirement every day like I am, you're familiar with the Villages.
Okay, it's a massive retirement community
in Florida.
Okay.
Well, apparently, instead of the international sign of swinging, which is the pineapple, the upside down pineapple,
mm-hmm.
that people put on their front door or on their welcome mats.
Mm-hmm.
The new sign is a loofah attached to your car.
Well, that's just obvious. Like, the whole point of the pineapple is that it's discreet. Like, oh, you could be a pervert and like to have sex with other men's wives. Or you could just be a fan of tropical fruit. Like, nobody really knows.
Well, nobody knew that this was a thing until there was a Reddit thread that discovered that loofahs are a key signal in the swinging community.
Why is that?
So these people put them on their car.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, loofahs come in different colors. So each of these colors are coordinated with the desires of the couple. Does that make sense?
All right. How many different colors are there?
All right. There are 7 colors.
All right.
Do you want to know what these colors represent?
All right. But are you telling me, is this like two people doing this thing?
No.
Or are you telling me like the entire 10,000 person community of the villages? Everyone's driving around loofahs.
There's a subset in the community that are driving around the villages with the loofahs on their car. Right. Now, the spokesman for the village is saying that this is because they're old and they can't identify their cars. All right. Also, everyone's driving the same Chrysler LeBaron.
Are all the 80-year-olds having sex?
I think that's a big thing in retirement.
But your granny sex. I've never thought about swingers before, but when I think of swingers, I think of like people in their 40s doing it, and maybe 50s. Or even younger, 30-year-olds. I never think about
granny swingers.
Granny and grandpa swingers.
It's a thing.
Well, remember in not hospice, but like
I know they're not having sex swingers. Hospice sex.
Yeah, like retirement communities. There's huge granny sex going on. All right. So let me tell you some of the signals that these loofahs represent.
Hey, speaking of hospice, before you get to that, did I tell you guys that I saw a dead body the other day?
What?
It kind of ruined my night. I live next door to a hospice. I've never seen it before. I've always kind of wondered, but I just assumed they pulled the vehicle into the garage. I was going for a run because I'm working out like you two.
I'm sure.
Around the neighborhood.
Oh, that's all Drab talks about is his running.
Yeah, I know. And when I was running by the hospice at 9 o'clock at night, and I saw him pulling the dead bodies out, loading them into the hearse at 9 o'clock at night. I can tell you, it will ruin your night.
Yeah.
Were you shook?
I saw him took 2 bodies out on gurneys with underneath a cover and everything. Yeah, it shook me a little bit because I never really think about that building's just full of dead people.
Did you smell the death?
No, it was a windy evening. I thought about that. It was a windy
evening. You weren't downwind?
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
All right, so
sorry. Now that I've officially ruined the granny second,
I can't think about two 80-year-olds humping. All right. the white loofah.
I have a white loofah in my shower right now.
Is that the color you're using? That's got to be the 16 seed of colors, because all I can think about is wiping your cleaning your ass crack and having it turn into.
I use my hand to wipe my asshole out. Actually,
you're a real man.
Yeah. It's kind of a fun game. If I'm being honest with you,
I'm dirty with my hand.
Yeah.
That's the worst possible. Can I finger paint?
What am I gonna pull out of that? All right, go ahead. What is white? That is white is my loofah right now.
All right, white is for novices and beginners.
Sounds about right. All right,
for
novice swingers.
Yes. So beginner swingers. My guess is you're into it.
Just curious.
Curious. You're swinger curious.
All right.
All right. The purple. You want to guess what purple means?
Experienced.
No. Purple is voyeur, or people who like to watch. So my guess is you like to be in the same room as
cuckolds.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if your old bag is being banged out, but my guess is you like being in the same room as another couple having sex.
Oh, okay. All right. It's Peeping Tom type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Voyeur, Peeping Tom. Pink. Pink is a soft swap. You know what a soft swap is?
Like making out or something? No penetration?
People who like to do it with others in the room. So my guess is, if you have a pink on your car, you would match well with a purple. Because the purple are the ones who like to watch. Pink are like the ones who like having people watch.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Then there's blue. Blue is the lowest level of full swap. Those who can play well with others. I'm just reading you.
All right. I don't know exactly what that means, but.
All right. Yellow is mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still nervous. That sounds like drab.
Okay. I would be very nervous. You're right.
All right. Black. What do you think black is?
Double. That's like a double diamond. You're
a premier member.
Yeah, all things go.
And what's the AAA Diamond Club member for AAA? Yeah, yeah. That's your pass. Black. Full swap.
Yeah, full swap.
Those who say, what the hell, let it all go down. Yep, all right.
What's going down? Yeah. What does that mean? What's going down?
Dentureless blowjobs?
Male on male, female on female.
Alright. Speaking of male on male, teal.
Claire's wearing
what do I do?
Barry's wearing a teal shirt today.
It's okay.
Bisexual. For those who that want to increase their dating chances.
Okay, yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, and also what you don't know is that these older couples are having multiple loofahs on their cars.
Mm.
So you could have a teal, bisexual, black. So you could, yes. So you and your wife could get it on with an older gay couple. So there's different combinations.
Can I tell you something?
What?
This just sounds like this is complete BS.
What do you mean?
There's not old people driving around all over South Florida with loofahs on their car.
It's so believable, though, because they have nothing else to do.
Also,
you're nothing.
What do you mean? They have lots of gossip, shuffleboard. Golf.
Hey, they shuffle partners, not shuffleboard.
Exactly.
Hey, right. What color? Well, you have white. I had a gray. I currently have a gray loofah.
Gray is a combo of white and black.
Yes.
So you're a complete novice and very experienced at the same time.
No, I'm a complete novice, but I'm willing to be down for everything.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, stop adjusting your groin. What are you doing over there? That's making me uncomfortable.
And it's funny that of all days, Clary is wearing teal.
I know.
And there's a duty stain on it.
Yeah, you have a brown streak on your shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, are you guys? It's a very interesting story, Valdez.
I like it.
I also think they decorate their golf carts in that too. Golf carts are hot in the retired community.
Yeah,
retirement community.
How do you think that interaction goes though? Do they knock on the car door and they're like, "Hey, you're teal. Like I'm purple.
My guess is you probably show them your loofah.
And then you park next to them.
Yeah. Right. And then you ask for a meal before you go, before you're heading up to Boston. Boston quarantine zone. All right. You probably get trapped in a hole, ask for a meal, and then say you're not going to blow them until you can stay another couple days. That's probably what you do.
All right. Sorry. I'm thinking about the two bearded guys on Last of Us having sex again. All right. Hey, what did you guys, are we done with the loofah? No, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
It was good.
I don't know what else.
We're done with the loofah. Yes, we're done with the loofah. Hey, that didn't go as well as I thought it was.
No, it was. I liked it. I actually liked it. I just don't know. Next question is, if you could be a color, what color would you be? And I'm afraid to answer that question, so I'm just going to move on.
Well, I want to know what color you'd be.
I would be white. I'm a novice.
Okay.
I don't know.
What color would you want to aspire to?
I would aspire to purple. Just sitting in the room watching a sexy couple go at it.
I could do that.
Right?
All right. Or an ugly couple.
What did you guys make of the password sharing news that came out? It's been trickled out for a while, but now it looks like it's going to be happening soon. I just don't understand how it's going to work. And I do think, unlike Valdez, this could be a major blow to Netflix.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
I'm a big torrent guy, and I'm excited to cancel my Netflix and get back on torrents.
As somebody who invests in internet provider television,
stolen property?
I don't steal.
Okay.
All right.
Let me ask you: Would Warner Brothers be approve of your setup? Or Comcast or whatever?
Probably not.
Right, exactly.
Viacom is not happy.
Valdez again has 400 channels for $19.99 a month.
No, I have 40,000 channels.
Okay, right.
400 pornos. Here, I'm going to tell you exactly why this is a great move for Netflix.
Uh-huh.
It's because you have to keep up with the Joneses. It's an empty threat to say I'm canceling my Netflix. You want to know why? It's because people like to be swept up in mania. All right. They love to be a part of talking about whatever show that, mm-hmm. that's come out, whatever great idea that's happened. People don't want to be left out. So they won't cancel their Netflix because they can't share their password.
Yeah.
There's a FOMO out there from people that if they're not at the water cooler talking about it or being involved in it, they're missing out.
All right, but when was the last, like, for you, all right, maybe for others, what's the last big Netflix thing that everybody was talking about?
My guess
Knives
is
Out.
It's Knives Out.
Okay, I can miss the Knives Out. Knives Out was
Squid Games.
Squid Games. Okay, I'll give you that. Squid Games on Netflix and was a had to see it. Everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
Though. Okay, I'll give you that. That was a year and a half ago.
Okay. Squid Games 2, getting ready to come out. Mm-hmm. But
this is what you're
not accounting for is yes, it was a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. but when Squid Games 2 comes out or there's another Squid Game type show that is the talk of the water cooler.
Why can't you just re-up then?
Well, that's what you do is that you re-up and then all of a sudden you have these people who've re-upped again, mm-hmm. and they're back in. You're going to get the subscription no matter what.
From what I can tell, it's just a bunch of people on Twitter like threatening to download torrents and all that. But if I'm paying for Netflix, which I am, right? I'm not going to cancel. I'm already paying for it. So the only people that are bitching and complaining are the people who aren't already paying for it.
No, the people who are bitching and complaining
are the ones stealing it.
Yeah, are the ones stealing it.
Yes.
So those people are upset, and they're already. So Netflix is just thinking, all right, well, if I can just have a percentage of those people pay, right. then we make more money.
I don't care that Stallion can't use mommy and daddy's password anymore.
It doesn't bother me.
I'm not canceling for that.
Yeah, but when Stallion. Can't talk about Squid Games 2 on the next episode of Bit Season, he's going to have to renew. And then that's where Netflix gets all their money from.
Maybe not Stallion, because he still lives with mommy and dad.
Yeah. All right, come on. Hey, like you get milk at night, Ryan? Yeah.
Hey, do you have your own profile on your parents' Netflix?
I do.
So your parents can't see that you're watching risque?
Yeah. Yeah, I've watched a couple of risky ones.
There's nothing risque on Netflix.
No. There used to be this one where a teacher... I used to have like this wild sex fantasy with a student, and it was wild. I mean, I
was
loved
it. A documentary.
It was a movie, but it was so good.
There used to be some sexualized movie. Remember that came out?
Somebody will remind us.
No, Netflix had some sexualized voyeuristic.
No, what was the Masters of Sex? That was on Netflix, wasn't it?
Yes, but
that was kind of titillating.
No.
There was this one, though.
There was about, like, sex addiction or something. The sex addict. Yeah, I'm Googling it.
Hey, speaking of sex addicts, I have breaking news for the listeners.
Oh.
Are you ready, Valdez?
Are you going to admit that you have a black loofah?
Yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready, Stallion?
I'm ready.
The breaking news is Stallion blew his load into the fleshlight.
Okay. You ass. You're an ass. You're an asshole.
and he loved it.
All right.
You knew this was going to be a light show today.
You're fired. All right. Let me get a minute. Speaker of the House. All right. The rumors are true. I did try the fleshlight, and the load didn't end up in a tissue.
you impregnated Riley Reed.
Yeah, I did it Saturday when I was home alone in the afternoon. Got it was it was fun.
Hey, did you, did you take your fleshlight out for a plan B?
All right, hey.
I wish you... Did you shove an IUD on your fleshlight?
Hey, you're ruining this for me, right? Jad loves this.
I don't want to think about the fleshlight is getting pregnant. I want to know how it felt.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. Did you do any of the steps beforehand?
Yeah.
Where you soaked it in warm water?
Did you put lube in there?
Did you put the Astroglide in there?
Here's how horny I was. I grabbed it out of the closet like just a freak.
Oh, like you were already worked up.
I was already worked
up. So you'd
up.
been on.
No.
He must have been at cloakroom.
Yeah. No.
No, you'd already pre-watched porno.
Like, no. It was just, I woke up. And it was just kind of like a
morning.
Yeah,
early
yeah.
pump, huh?
And
get your day started.
I figured out I was home alone.
Black coffee.
And exactly, I had my coffee. And then I went in that closet and I saw it and it was just staring at me.
Did you use it from the very beginning? Or did you like work up, get a little workout going? And then once you were ready to go, but then you shut that thing right off.
Put the clamp on.
Right. First off, that noise was so weird.
Was it accurate?
Kind of. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I got a little workout in beforehand. And then I was like, okay, it's time. And I took off the lid and I just put it on.
Did you think about all the fingers around the radio station that had been in there?
Yep.
EP's dirty fingernail.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that, but yeah.
All right. How did it feel?
Guys, I used no product, no water, no nothing. I just... dog.
It's actually making me quiver.
Yeah, I dog.
You just peeled the skin.
I don't think we can say that.
You just peeled the skin off.
It's kind of strawberry.
All you're thinking about is a dick like a potato. They're taking a potato deal.
All right.
Just skinning a carrot.
And so, yeah, no products and nothing. And I just went in and...
Hey, how many total pumps did it take?
No joke, probably like 25.
That means it felt good.
It felt... This is my instant reaction was, that was too good. Like, that was so close. It felt like the real thing. And that is so scary to think about.
I don't understand why it's scary.
Because you know how addictive that thing could be?
It's already addictive. Let me tell you. You're already addicted.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I threw it away.
You're addicted. You're addicted to jerking off.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just enhanced it. You threw it away?
Yeah. Dude, that PNC hit me like no other.
So you felt a lot of guilt afterwards.
I felt so much guilt. Afterwards, I was just sitting there like, you are.
Hey, Clary's officially a toy guy.
No. And plus, if you guys tried it, you'd get it. You would know. For all the fleshlighters out there, you guys know it.
Yeah. I don't think of this.
Claire's this close. Hold on. You threw it away?
I threw it away.
No, he didn't.
That's yes, I did. I swear
That's
to God.
Lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
I'll show it. I'll show it in the bottom.
No, I don't want to. No pictures. Yeah,
all right. After it's been fouled, I don't want
to. Hey, did you even rinse it out?
No. I threw it away. I literally threw it away.
Your mom could find that and be like, what's this?
And then it just drips out.
I mean, that'd be bad.
No. I actually don't think he threw it away. I actually think he immediately got on Reddit and started reading forums on how to enhance it and make it better.
Of course. He wants us to think that he threw it away.
Of course. That's exactly what it is.
Hook me up to a lie detector test.
He's going
to
like attach it to some device so that he doesn't have to use his hands.
Right? It's like those girls who got those long rods and then it pumps in and out.
Okay.
I've seen those setups.
He's going to set it between the cushions of a sofa. Start banging a sofa.
All right.
I guarantee you that's what's next.
I swear to God, it's gone. I threw it away because it was that dangerous. It was too close. Too close
you
to the real
I
thing.
I think you could have built your endurance up for Lisa Ann.
I know. I would have been.
Well, that's called barefoot wine. Like, that's what you do. You drink beforehand and then you're fine. But it's just, it was too good. It was way too good.
So you loved it.
Hey, I loved it.
Did you watch a Riley Reid feature?
Yeah, you helped me watch Riley Reid.
No, I watched nothing. I literally just woke up.
What? And, what? Yeah,
I know. So I wasted a bullet on it, which kind of sucks about it, but it was, that's how horned up I was.
How's that even possible?
I don't know.
Guys, you've never tried it.
Were you on someone's Facebook or something at least?
I don't even know. Like I was like
Facebook.
Facebook. I mean, but, I don't know. I was maybe on someone's Instagram. Like
okay,
I
there forgot. You go. Okay,
like,
there
I,
you
I,
go.
It was, but it wasn't porno. Like I was all just. Right,
so right, you had fine. Something to work.
Yeah. I had something to work with, and it was just too good. Like again.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
It was fun.
I'm
a
little jealous.
I'm definitely jealous.
Yeah. A little drab. We all know what you did.
What did I do?
I mean, the fleshlight went missing for a week. We all know. That's a little conspiracy theory.
Hey, but my question is, what's it like following Drab?
This is where Drab's like, I poured it.
Here's what you really should know.
what is that like?
Oh, God. I don't want to think about that. Like, I'm literally getting nauseous thinking of it, but just, okay. But yeah, I did it.
Hey, now that you used it, I should tell you, it was me who put it in your backpack.
Yeah, see, I knew you did.
I put it in your backpack before I went and like ripped apart the box and everything. It was in my office that day.
Okay.
And before the show, when you were testing the mics and Valdez was in here, I put it in your backpack and Valdez didn't notice. And then when you guys called me out on it, I said, oh, I'll go get the box right now. I'll tell you, someone took it. And the box, it was in your bag the entire time. I go, at one point during the show, I said, hey, Ryan, can you get me a pen? Hoping that you'd open your bag and see it. But it actually worked out better because after the show for the next 2 hours, everyone was screaming at each other. Who took the flashlight? Who took the flashlight?
It had legs, man.
It had legs. It was me. I put it in your backpack. I apologize, but now that you've used it.
Sneak.
Yeah, I know. Sneak. Exactly. I used it.
We had
it.
Fun with it.
Yeah. Oh, I had a ton of fun with it.
Send more. It's still on our wish list.
All right, we did put 3 on there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's about. Let's wrap it up. Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah.
No more fleshlight talk.
No, no, it's officially done.
It's officially done. Over. It's retired.
I'm a little offended that Stallion didn't tell me.
Well, I was saving it for the show.
Okay.
No, I was saving.
He
it
forgot
for
about it.
Yeah. I mean, I pooped my pants on Sunday, so I mean, I kind of forgot about everything.
Ryan won't tell us about the fleshlight, but he's been talking for 4 days about how he pooped his pants, and he really, for some reason wants to talk about that.
It was the first time I've ever done it.
Welcome to the club.
It won't be your last.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Junkies and Bit Season.
See you.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.